USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is saying it's been a rough week with the number of deaths of COVID-19 on the rise. But he says
numbers are changing and they're changing rapidly, and soon we'll be over that curve, we'll be over that top, and we'll be headed in the right direction. I feel strongly about that. Some terrible days ahead, but we're going to have some wonderful days ahead, and we're going to get this behind us.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is issuing new guidelines for essential workers.
What we'd ask them not to do where they're at work is we want them to stay at home if they're sick. We want them not to share objects that would be touching their face, and we would like them not to congregate in break rooms, lunch rooms, and crowded places.
CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Surprising no one, with so many people not working through the coronavirus pandemic, many people aren't able to pay their bills. With one example, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Just released information from the National Multifamily Housing Council showing that nearly one-third of Americans who rent their housing have not paid any part of their rent for this month of April. Just 69% of tenants have paid any of their rent for the month. That compares to 81% for the first week of March, 82% in the first week of April last year. The number is seen as clear evidence of just how many Americans are struggling to pay for their necessities during the coronavirus pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Stocks rallied as investors look for hopeful signs that the coronavirus pandemic is nearing the end. The Dow is up 779 points, the Nasdaq up 203, and the S&P up 90. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The much-awaited stimulus cash will begin flooding into millions of bank accounts next week with the first wave of payouts to shore up the nation's wallets. But even before that money arrives, Congress is talking about another small business stimulus. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Congress is racing to approve more money for small businesses, a sign that the last relief package was not enough to address the ballooning health and economic crisis. Regarding a Phase 4, Republican Senator from Wyoming John Barrasso tells Fox News we may want to pump the brakes just a little bit.
First, we have to make sure that this last bill, the CARES Act, actually works to get relief to the people that need it, which is just about everybody in America, to make sure that the health care providers get what they need, and to make sure that our small businesses are able to get these loans. We put out about 17,000 loans already, about $5 billion, but there's $350 billion in this project. With regard to a fourth package, I believe that there will be one, but I have to tell you, Sandra, there is just no way that Nancy Pelosi can once again bring to that her list of liberal leftist approaches of the Green New Deal and election reform, things she's talking about diversity of corporate boards. This is a crisis that our country is facing. Anything in this fourth package has to make sure that we have fulfilled the needs that we promised would be met through the third package.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.